Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance. Or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have DJ Dupe. She is a native of Kansas City, Missouri. She is a Chord DJ and a Ladies of the Chord dancer. On the program, we discuss the culture of Kansas City, what makes Kansas City barbecue so special, Patrick Mahomes, and so much more. DJ Dupe is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance. Or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture.
I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear.
No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Lie, detector test.
Indecent bundle your home and auto with Progressive down, today.
The marmot mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
DJ Duke, let's get it.
Everybody, that was the sounds of DJ Dupe, a popular DJ in Kansas City. We're going to have her on to talk about some of the cultural dynamics of Kansas City and also some other things of anything pertaining to Kansas City. So when we come back from the break, we'll have DJ Dupe on the program. Stay tuned. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
There is no current evidence that cats and dogs can be infected. Hand washing after contact with all animals is recommended. This protects against other bacteria, such as E. coli and Salmonella, that can pass between animals and humans. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.org. www.cdc.int or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
/145/92
180/111
182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you're so cute. How do you know him?
Oh, Donovan, do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not-so-friendly people. Think before you post.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you.
I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home.
You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back with my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents. Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors. Nice, right?
Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines. I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors. Nice, right?
Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I've not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-kay.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
DJ Duke, let's get it.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That's the sounds that you hear of the lady that I'm getting ready to introduce now. We want to welcome to the program someone who is knows the city of Kansas City, Missouri, in and out. She is a core DJ, and also she's a dancer as well. We're going to just talk to her about the culture of Kansas City and also some other things that are popping in the city of Kansas City. Let's welcome to the program DJ Duke. Hey, Duke, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing great. I cannot complain.
All right. All right, cool. I know that's right. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So Kansas City, Missouri, KC Mold, you know, Kansas City is one of those interesting cities, or cities with a lot of culture. I want to start off with you being involved in the world of hip-hop and you being a DJ. When I think of Kansas City hip-hop, the first thing that comes to my mind is Tech N9ne and what he's done for such a long time, just being on the independent circuit. Can you tell the listeners out there just a little bit about the Kansas City hip-hop scene with Tech N9ne and other rappers that have been around in the city and those that are coming up?
I would definitely love to touch on that. As of the last I say 2 to 3 years, the Kansas City music scene has definitely taken a great step in the right direction. A lot more people are taking the music seriously. A lot more people are getting their music on bigger platforms. Just to name a few that I think a lot of people should really check out, Kai Colors. His album was dropped a couple months ago, and his album has peaked at, I think it's number 160 out of the top 200 albums of the year so far. So I would definitely want you guys to check him out. Southside Dame, Juby Truth, like the culture all together as far as with the music is getting so much better, and I'm super proud to say I'm from Kansas City.
All right, sweet. And let's stay with the music of Kansas City. Of course, Kansas City is known to, has known to be, and still is known to be, a city that's rooted in jazz. It's one of the premier cities known for jazz. You have New Orleans, there's Chicago, there's St. Louis, there's Pittsburgh, there's Philadelphia, New York City, and then you put Kansas City in the midst of those cities with a huge jazz history. Just kind of tell me, what's the Kansas City jazz scene like in terms of clubs and what they're doing to preserve jazz in Kansas City?
Well, first and foremost, we have our own jazz museum here, so we're always keeping the culture alive here. Not only that, with the jazz culture, it's also located in the 18th and Vine District, so there's a lot of Black-owned businesses that are down there. A lot of those businesses actually put on a lot of showcases for people here to perform. So that could be, you know, spoken word, that could be jazz, that can be, you know, R&B, a little bit of hip hop, or, you know, spoken word of that such. So we're definitely deeply rooted in jazz, but we're definitely keeping the culture alive and being able to touch on different genres and you know, aspects of music and that sort.
Okay, awesome. So again, as you let me know and let the listeners know as well, Kansas City really rich in the jazz culture as well as with the emerging hip-hop scene that continues. I want to stay just let's get now to the performing arts. So Kansas City, we know, is a city that's really rich on the arts. And, you know, they really love the theater and things of that nature. What are some of the spots you can tell our listeners just about the performing arts in Kansas City?
Are you want to be a little more particular? That's pretty much broad. That's like kind of like a broad area to talk on.
Well, I mean, as far as like, you know, such as theaters, what you do in the nightclub circuit, things like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I'd like to also touch base, keep in mind, to tie it back to the last question we were just answering. We have the Gym Theater, which is also located on 18th and Vine. Great foreman, you know, great area. As far as, like, other arts, we have, I like to touch on the murals that a lot of people have been doing. There's, of course, you know, our Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. There are a lot of murals for the Chiefs out. There are a lot of, you know, murals all over the city that kind of touch bases on, you know, race and, you know, different ethnicities, and, you know, just embracing different cultures in the world, pretty much. Also, we have, I would say, we take pride in our sports here. So, I would say, if you look at if you're in downtown at night, you're definitely going to see the Chiefs red and gold all over the city. We have a Marriott downtown, excuse me, we have a Marriott downtown that actually lights up and is like a big LED screen. So you'll see like the different logos and of whatever sports team or whatever, you know, particular thing is going on in that particular time. But yeah.
Awesome. I mean, Kansas City, it definitely is a city that lights up, as you said, that the downtown really lights up at night. And speaking of something that's lighting up, we're going to talk sports in just a little bit, but something that has really lit up Kansas City for a long time is the food, the cuisine of the city. And just, I want to start off with barbecue for a moment, because Kansas City and barbecue are synonymous with one another. What makes Kansas City barbecue, in your opinion, so good?
I knew you were going to ask me. I would say it's hard to explain. I would say it's the uniqueness in our sauce. So, like, in Kansas City, there's, like, I would say at least 16 different barbecue places that you can eat at. And in every spot, there's like a different kick or a different vibe of sauce that you can eat. So, like, a lot of people know about Gates. A lot of people know about Arthur Bryant's, you know. But I can really say you can get a different taste of the culture at every barbecue place you eat at.
Let's stay with Kansas City barbecue for a moment. Can you explain to the listeners what burnt ends are?
Burnt ends? Burnt ends from my... Or at least from what I was told, burnt ends are the tips of the ribs where it's just all meat. So it's like big chunks of, you could do pork or you could do beef. I'm not the biggest pork fan, but I normally get the beef burnt ends, and then they normally you can drench it in sauce, or you can just eat it straight.
Okay, and we know, again, as you stated, and I've stated, that Kansas City is known to be one of those premier cities that's known for the barbecue. But when people come to Kansas City, what other cuisines do you recommend? Like, what other type of restaurants or just type of any type of foods that you recommend when people come to Kansas City if they want to expand outside of barbecue?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm kind of a picky eater, but I'm very particular about places that I eat it, so I'm probably not the greatest to recommend. But if you like Jamaican food, I would definitely, want somebody to try jerk chicken for the first time at least. The greatest thing on earth.
Okay.
I would also say there's a lot of different like chicken spots here. I would definitely say you should try, like, there's a place called Sweet Comfort, or Wingman Season 1. They serve chicken. They serve, loaded waffle fries. They also serve, dessert shakes, if that makes any sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So I would recommend that. I think a lot of the places here are kind of in bigger cities, so, I mean, it's kind of hard to recommend a spot that's not in a bigger city already.
Okay. All right. Well, you
mentioned. I gotta say, try Wings and Things.
Okay.
But be
okay.
Ready to sit in that line for a little bit.
Okay, Wings and Things. Sweet, sweet. Now, you mentioned about another thing that's a part of the culture of Kansas City is sports. And, of course, you know, with Major League Soccer, there's Sporting KC. Of course, we have Major League Baseball's Kansas City Royals. And, of course, the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs. And while we're with the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes was drafted by the team in 2017. What were your thoughts when you found out Patrick was drafted by the Chiefs?
I was actually excited to get younger blood. I don't have anything personally against like an older player, but I think it's always good to keep a fresh young player on the team, especially with him taking the spot of Alex Smith after he left. So after Patrick Mahomes like set his foot and got positioned, I feel like the whole culture of the fandom of the Kansas City Chiefs went to a whole other level that we have not been able to come off of yet.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, he's really, as you mentioned, we got to give much respect to Alex Smith as well, man, because he did have some great seasons with the Chiefs. But, man, when Patrick came in, he set it off and put it on to a whole nother level. I want to stay with Patrick for a moment. Mm-hmm. So let's stay with Patrick for a moment. So Kelce and Tyreek Hill were already there because, they were there when Alex Smith was the quarterback. So I want to know, what did you see the potential being there, of course, with Patrick being drafted and him becoming a starter and Travis and Tyreek being there? Did you see the potential that this was going to be, like, championships in the works?
Definitely. I mean, I've always had faith in the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl even before Alex Smith left. But I would say when Patrick came in, it was just like a whole nother attitude, a whole nother more connected vibe between him and the players that he played with. And let's not forget that, you know, it's not very many players that can throw a ball without looking in the direction that they're throwing it in. So once you know the chemistry of the players that you're playing with, it's kind of easier for you to, you know, pick up the game and make the changes that you need to in order to win.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was, the writings were definitely on the wall by the second year as a starter. He really came in and made some things happen. So, I mean, in sports, not just in the NFL, but in sports, dude, there's always once in a lifetime talent. We've seen it with Michael Jordan. We've seen it with Tiger Woods. We've seen it with Tom Brady. What is it of Patrick Mahomes that makes him different from not just any other athlete you've seen in Kansas City, but just any other athlete that you've seen in the NFL?
I mean, one thing that really sticks out is however much you be losing, you never know. Like, and I say this all the time, the game ain't over until it's over. And I feel like, you know, that particular line says a lot, especially with, you know, how the Super Bowl was last year within the last quarter. You know, we were down a certain amount of points. And the fact that we came back and won, like, that alone says a lot about Patrick Mahomes. You know, the game wasn't over. We might have been losing by, you know, a certain amount of touchdowns. But like I said, you know, the game's not over till it's over. So we gonna keep pushing. We're going to keep fighting. We might be losing, but we're not going to lose hope that, you know, we might get another touchdown or so. We might lose, we might win, but we're not going to give up. And that's one attitude I can definitely say that made the fandom of the Chiefs change.
Okay, so yeah, definitely. So I mean that fan base has been solid for a long time, and it definitely is an embodiment of the city as well. And Patrick Mahomes, as well as the rest of the names we've mentioned, man, definitely making things happen for the Chiefs. Well, DJ Dupa, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Now, tell everybody what you do. You are a popular DJ in the Kansas City area. You also are a core DJ. Just kind of tell everybody what you do. What do you do if in terms of the hip-hop scene, the nightlife scene in Kansas City, and also what you do as a core DJ?
Gotcha. So I'll start off with the core DJ. I was actually drafted into the core DJs in 2018. The core DJs, if you don't know what it is the world's biggest DJ coalition. So we have DJs all over. We have DJs in Africa. We have DJs in Europe. You know, DJs in South America, and then a vast majority of us are here in the United States and Canada. As far as we just kind of like, well, I wouldn't say branched off, but we're like the sub core DJs. There is the ladies of the core. We've actually been doing a lot of like Zoom calls with big time celebrities, and we've just started doing indie calls. So any artists out there that want to get on these calls, feel free to reach out to me or any of the ladies of the core. You can find any of them on Instagram, and we'll have the ladies of the core or the core DJs pages tagged in our bios. And then as far as DJing, I've been DJing for a little over, actually, no, I've been DJing as far as blending for about 10 years. And then as far as what all I do, I'm also I work for this company called MRC Data. We used to be called Nielsen BDS, but I'm also a music analyst, so I kind of help artists get, you know, paid royalties and, you know, be able to track their spins and streams from radio play, television, or internet, you know, services. So, yeah, that's what I do. Aside from DJing, like he said, I'm a dancer. I've been kind of lacking because life, of course, has kind of thrown us a curveball within the last year and a half. But I'm kind of finally getting back, you know, back into the hang of things. So, yeah, be looking out for more content coming soon.
Awesome. That's fantastic to hear. I want to stay with a moment for what you do as a DJ. When you're DJing, whether it be in the nightclubs in Kansas City or anywhere, any parties in the area, what are the artists that Kansas City people in Kansas City are gravitating to right now?
Of course, we have a lot of Tech N9ne in the spins. We have D-Walk. D-Walk had like one of the D-Walk had the number one Kansas City song last year and year before last. It was called Freak Block Tales. It's like his own version of Freaky Tales by Too Short. And then as far as, like, any of the other artists, I would say, like I said, Kai Colors before, Southside Dame, Tix Music, KC Young Boss, Rich the Factor. We got to put a little bit of Mac Dre in there. There's the Bay Area culture here also when it comes to music. So, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of upcoming talent and a lot of talent that have already established themselves. But Tech N9ne is definitely in everybody's lineup. You can't pass up a Kansas City party without playing a little bit of Tech N9ne.
Solid. I want to stay with influences for a moment. You mentioned that the Bay Area has a huge influence in Kansas City, but what are some of the music influences that are present in Kansas City? Is it besides the Bay Area, is it the South? Is it a little bit of the East Coast? Is it other influences from the Midwest? What are some of the influences in Kansas City?
I would also say, as of lately, Detroit and Chicago with the drill music has been a lot more influential as far as with the music here. And then, of course, I feel like the South has always had an influence here as of the early 2000s with the Snap era. Like, you can't pass that era up as far as having the influence, because I felt like after the Snap era, everybody was kind of trying to make music like that. So, yeah, I would say the Bay Area, Detroit, Chicago, and the South are primarily the or in a little bit of New York. We can add New York in there since, you know, drill music kind of came from there. So I would say, yeah, those are the five places I would definitely say has an influence on, you know, Kansas City culture as far as music.
Oh, wow, great to hear on that. So, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, again, DJ Dupe, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website, any other websites that you would like to promote, let them know that as well.
Perfect, okay. So if you guys want to follow me on Facebook, you can go DJ Dupe. That's DJ space D-O-O-P. I believe my picture right now is my logo. It's a black logo with the crown that says Dupe on it. My Twitter and Instagram is I am the Dupster. That is IamThaDoopster. And as far as my website, you can click the link in my bio on both Twitter and Instagram, and I have like a link tree because my actual official website is in the making right now. So yeah.
You heard it from us. She's Kansas City's own DJ Dupe, giving us the word about culture, the Kansas City culture, barbecue. Also, we talked a little sports as well, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and she's giving us the insights on what's going on in the KC Mo. DJ Dupe, thank you so much for being on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more right after this.
DJ Dupe, let's get it.
Over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt.
I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, everybody, once again, we'd like to send a big special thank you to DJ Duke, a native of Kansas City, Missouri, and also a core DJ and the ladies of the core dancer, giving us the insights about culture in Kansas City and also Kansas City barbecue, giving her intake on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.